After the school shooting in Florida this week, Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, tweeted this: "Just waking up in Israel to news of heartbreaking school shooting in Florida, reminded that Israel pretty much eliminated it by placing highly trained people strategically to spot the one common thread, not the weapon, but a person with intent." That tweet left some Israelis scratching their heads, so we decided to check in with someone who knows gun culture both here and in Israel. Ben Hartman lives in Tel Aviv, where he's a writer. He's originally from Texas. What do you think Huckabee was referring to there, Ben?
It seems that he was referring to the security that you have at schools in Israel, because on the one hand, he's right, there are security guards at Israeli schools. It's you walk up at any Israeli school, there's a gate that goes all around it, a metal gate, and then a little booth at the front with a security guard, and he checks everybody who comes in, and they have a firearm. But, you know, if that's what you're going to take away from Israel's gun culture and ignore the very strict gun control that you have, then you're not really presenting the full picture at all. I mean, he can have the security guards at the door, but what about the strict gun control? And I don't think he's going to be so hot on that.
Does Mike Huckabee have a point, though, when it comes to how Israelis deal with security, like focusing not necessarily on the weapon, but on a person with intent?
I mean, there's all different types of ways that Israeli security officials focus on, you know, handle security. And they have a whole, you know, very extensive toolkit. And a lot of it, yes, it's true, does deal with getting to the person before, forming a profile on what the person would be. But it's not all or nothing. It's not all one or the other. That they do have all of that intel, but they also realize that it's also very, very important that you control firearms and keep them out of the hands of these people. Because, you know, the two go hand in hand. You can have all types of great intel to try to get to these people, but if they still have very easy access to firearms, you're not really completing the whole picture. And the two go hand in hand, and the two are essential, both of them.
So what do you think the U.S. could learn from Israel in this area?
Wow, that's a good one. I've often gone back and forth on this and try to figure out, you know, because there are guns in Israel. There's a lot of soldiers and security personnel, so you see guns, but you don't have these things happen. And so there could be, you know, societal issues in terms of, you know, closer family ties here. It's a smaller country. There's all types of cultural or societal reasons you could think of. For one thing, you know, it's not just the gun control. You also don't have the gun fetish here or the gun obsession here. So it's not just controlling the guns. It's also how people relate to guns. And they don't have the same cultural relation to firearms here that they do in America. I mean, obviously, you know, people here love action movies also, and they love cop shows, and kids play with toy guns and G.I. Joes when they're kids here as well. But you don't have that same relationship with guns here. Everyone or the vast majority of people are enlisted in the compulsory draft when they're 18. And the first time they encounter a gun is in the military. So they associate it with a military necessity, not a hobby, not a thing, you know, for fun or a cool accessory. So there's a different connotation with guns. There's a different relationship with guns. And I think all of that plays a part. But in terms of all of those kind of social issues, you know, those are the types of things that are rather subjective and could, you know, be the subject of a very long dissertation or two. Yeah. I think when it comes down to it, if you look at what's very concrete on the ground, is the gun control. The point is, I think that Huckabee was trying to talk about one aspect of the reality here, which is the security guards at schools. And I think you can make a good case that public institutions in America, they have more security. And I think you can definitely make a good case about that. But Israel has also made the statement that you can't just have that. You need to have strict gun control, and you need to have a better relationship with firearms and to see them for what they are, which is killing machines and not a toy.
Writer Ben Hartman speaking with us from Tel Aviv. Thanks so much for your time, Ben.
Thanks for having me.